On certain Fridays, we do a segment we call Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze? Can a person eat trees? Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Well, Sam Evans Brown is not here doing his job today, but filling in his producer, Taylor Quimby.
Yeah. Well, Sam is on paternity leave, so we'll just give him a little congrats and let him not worry about it.
All right. So what's her question this week?
Hi, I'm Donna from Campton. And I'd like to ask Sam, why can't I get the same type of apple if I plant an apple seed? Thanks, Sam.
You know, Taylor, I'm not sure I understand her question. I mean, if you plant a red delicious apple seed, don't you get a red delicious apple?
When you plant a seed from an apple, the tree that grows produces a completely different kind of tasting apple than the parent.
So if you eat a red delicious apple, we'll say, and you plant one of those seeds, the tree that grows will definitely not be a red delicious apple.
I mean, honestly, I had no idea.
Yeah, no, it's wild. And I should mention that I'm continuing to shuffle responsibility of this question to other people here. This is executive producer of Outside In, Erica Janik, who it just so happens wrote a book called Apple, A Global History. And Erica basically says,
so apples are what we call heterozygous.
Heterozygous is a fancy way of saying that the chromosomes in apple DNA have different pairs of traits, and they're all battling it out for dominance, as opposed to homozygous, where each chromosomal pair might have the same set of characteristics being passed down each time. So that is why when you have a seed, it creates a new flavor of apple, because it's got all these different traits, and it's sort of blending them up, and what comes out isn't what came from the parent, just like people. But Donna wanted to know why apples reproduce this way. So do you want to care to take an evolutionary guess, so to speak?
I guess the evolutionary theory is that if it's a diversified gene pool, maybe it would have a better chance of surviving, more resistant to, you know, disease.
Yeah. All of those things are possibilities. This is called the heterozygous advantage. And basically, genetic variation means more chances for success. So, you know, a single apple tree is going to produce tons of apples. Each apple produces tons of seeds. Each tree that might result from those seeds will be different, you know, bigger trunks or smaller apples or big fleshy red apples or apples that do good in cold climates and so on.
One of those seeds is bound to grow into a tree that can survive in whatever climate they happen to be in. And this is how you can actually find apples all over the world, in all different countries, all parts of the world, because they are really adaptable.
But you might be asking, if every seed planted creates a different kind of apple, then how is it we get such nice, neat rows of apples at the orchard? And the answer is that going back at least 3,000 years to the ancient Chinese and Babylonian civilizations, humans have been propagating fruit through a process called grafting, where you cut a thin branch called a scion from the end of an apple tree that you like with apples that taste good. And basically, you whittle the end, you insert it into a cut on another tree. You can sort of tape it up almost like you would a wound on a person. And the graft, if it takes, that new branch will blossom and grow fruit. And depending on where you graft it, you can take over just a single branch, or you can take over the entire tree.
Basically, what you're doing when you're grafting something is you're cloning something. So say, again, you have that red delicious apple. Every red delicious apple that you've ever eaten, that ever exists in the world, is basically some kind of clone from one tree.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you could actually have like a hybrid tree.
You can have a hybrid tree. In fact, you can graft different apple varieties onto the same tree. So you could have like green and red and golden apples all from the same tree. Or, get this, you can graft different fruits onto the same tree. So you can have...
Really?
Yeah. It's called a fruit salad tree.
Let me tell you how this thing works here, Taylor. You're the brains. I bring the comedy. Well, Taylor, thanks so much. Expert fill-in for Sam Evans Brown this week on Ask Sam. And Taylor, if a listener has a question that they want to get on Ask Sam, how can they do that?
All you've got to do is call our Ask Sam hotline. The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER. Or you can send us a voice memo through your smartphone and email it to outsidein@nhpr.org.
And this is Morning Edition from NHPR.